would commend all the anglers who responded so quickly. Look, they serve, for want of a better word, as custodians of the Cranna River. They do a huge amount of work. As you can see, they're taking children there to promote it, and as an ancient pastime, but also as environmentalists to protect the river for generations to come. The incident happened around 5 o'clock. I think I was looking, checking my phone there, about 17 minutes past, the anglers had been contacting me. I immediately contacted Inland Fisheries Ireland and was informed that they were already on the ground. So I think while it's a very, very concerning and bad news story that such an environmental incident had happened, there is something positive to take from it in the swift action, both from the local community and the anglers, ourselves as local representatives, Inland Fisheries Ireland. And then on Saturday morning, I got a call from Mishka Aaron, who are also being proactive. And look, I'd be one of the most vocal critics of Mishka Aaron on your show, but on this one, I do have to say that they acted very swiftly, because, of course, I was concerned that it happened so close to the treatment plant. Your instinct would say that it must have came from there. They're adamant that it wasn't. They're taking samples as well as the IFI. So look, we'll see the results of this. We don't know what has happened as of yet, but the most important thing is that we find out, we get to the bottom of it, and ensure that this never happens again.